Each evening at this time, we'll offer some reflection, some reminders, maybe in the form of a Dharma talk kind of reflection, brief, or maybe as a guided meditation. Tonight, I'd just like to start with a reminder about checking in. Are you aware? Is the simplicity of the practice Are you aware in what's obvious? And cultivating this balanced, non-reactive attitude. When we do find our way into this balanced, non-reactive relationship to experience, as we talked earlier, equanimity is one of the qualities that happens there. Equanimity is one of the ways we can describe that balanced mind. And yet there are a number of qualities that are also present that we can begin to recognize as present as the mind is balanced and receptive, non-reactive to just what's happening moment after moment. Sometimes we feel a sense of curiosity, of interest. And sometimes the word we use is allowing, that this practice supports and encourages us to move in the direction of allowing what is happening to be present without reactivity. Sometimes we shorten the instructions into something like relax, receive, allow, and learn. Or perhaps relax, observe, allow, and learn. The allowing is not about indulging. As we said earlier, there's a vast difference between following our frustration or anger or sense of self-righteousness or sense of identity, kind of indulging in it, and in opening to and being aware. Ah, this is what's arising right now. And that's the space of allowing. It is not about indulging. And this quality of allowing, for me, because we talk so much about wisdom in this practice, sometimes it can seem very dry. And yet the quality of allowing is a heart quality. It brings in the sense of kindness, care, friendliness, love. And so as we are cultivating this balanced, receptive, curious, allowing awareness, we are also strengthening and encouraging the quality of metta, of love. Can we tap into that? Can we recognize that actually, as we practice, this kind of attention that we are offering to ourselves, it's really one of the most loving, kind things that we can do for ourselves. Appreciate that. You are all here to offer yourself this kind of attention. What a beautiful thing it is. And so we can feel the heart of awareness. We are training the heart as well as the mind. And in fact, in the language of the Buddha, the word for heart and mind are the same. Are you aware? Can you tap into a kind attention, a friendly, loving awareness that allows, receives, knows, and creates the conditions for a skillful response? So this wise attitude that we are cultivating carries both wisdom and love, wisdom and compassion. For some, the doorway may be more around balance and non-reactivity in terms of relationship as we explore allowing. And for others, it may be more around connection, care, and love. How is it for you? Relax. Receive. Allow. And the learning really happens on its own.